to 8 p.m. Question everything.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Right here, for those that are traveling through the area, 1360 KHNC AM radio. Well, out of citizenfreepress.com, I think probably many in this audience have already heard about this, but I'll go ahead and just kind of touch on it. Tens of thousands of Afghan invaders are being processed and transferred to the United States of America. The White House is requesting Congress to make welfare benefits available to Afghan nationals immediately. U.S. troops helped evacuate more than 116,000 people from Kabul, including only 6,000 Americans. This week, the White House asked, and this was the 13th, which was yesterday, the White House asked Congress for $6.4 billion in funds to help resettle Afghan refugees. Part of the funding will go towards authorizing Afghan evacuees who have been paroled into the United States and cleared background checks, which is not true. I don't think that they're all being, their backgrounds are being looked at. If they are, they're intentionally being allowed to come in. If they're young, military age, if they are known to be part of terrorist organizations in the Middle East that went to Afghan, possibly so they could come to America, that's a possibility. Anymore, you have to really consider what this government, this administration is doing by bringing so many Afghan refugees, and they use the term refugee to give you the thought that they are people that are in danger, that they are unable to make it in Afghan, and that they need help and assistance. Just that word, refugee. And how is it they end up bringing 110,000 of these refugees from Kabul, and then they say they include 6,000 Americans? It should be the opposite. It should be 110,000 Americans, including 6,000 refugees. By being granted parole, these individuals will have a year-long grace period to apply for asylum or other visas. The language change requested would seemingly make it easier for Afghan refugees to settle in the U.S. by providing English training, placing them in jobs, and for the migrants to receive entitlement programs. Welfare benefits, to qualify for driver's license or ID card, to be eligible, all individuals must have been paroled in the United States between July 30th and September 30th. So get them in here as quickly as possible. So I thought I would just let you know what our government is doing. Actually, this is not our government. This is has been a coup, and there is a group of people who have hijacked the great nation of America. Okay. Now, going on to less frightening things, we're going to talk about the possibility of war in the Middle East and in Russia. This is out of Zero Hedge. As the situation with China gets out of control, to begin with, this is be out of whatdoesitmean.com. Cabinet ministers in Russia's security stated that the priority area, the Russian central bank and the Chinese banks are now working together. It's a priority area in the development of integration with Asian markets, primarily with the Chinese financial market, with the assistance of the Bank of Russia. The work will continue to develop interaction between the Russian and Chinese financial markets. The United States is at war with both of these nations. The only way they can survive is to team up. Now, integration with China's financial market, this is out of RT.com, is Russia's priority for the next decade. It outlines Russian market strategy up to 2030, sets a goal for forming independent Russian-Chinese infrastructure to facilitate access for both Russia and Chinese investors and issuers to the securities and capital markets of the two states. In order to increase the role of Moscow as an international financial center, it outlines the plans to ease the work of Russian financial intermediaries with foreign users and investors. Now, what has just happened, and I have talked about this earlier within the last month, 6 weeks, that Russia and China are no longer part of the American petrodollar. The nations in the Middle East that decided to dump the petrodollar for gold or for euros immediately paid the price, like Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, with Saddam Hussein in Iraq. The nations that decided to dump the U.S. petrodollar could not be controlled any longer by the banks and the families that own the banks, Rockefeller, Rothschilds, and others that want to remain anonymous. So Russia and China are now working together, trading with the yen and the ruble, and we're going to continue with this in just a few minutes. Please hold on.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his
cave. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Check a Pro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Check a Pro radio show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Bell theme song from the land of Nye in the high desert, the Art Bell show back then. I used to enjoy listening to Art Bell late at night. He had some crazy people on there. Crazy people. And very interesting program. Now, the reason I'm presenting this to this audience and why it's important is because the American government has been able to use a HAARP program to use the weather patterns, the humidity, air pressure, to steer, create hurricanes, create tornadoes, to trigger earthquakes, and they're able to use that apparatus, and they take all the ingredients to bring into the world perfect storms with perfect objectives. Destruction in red areas where the Trump supporters and the many of the conservative people live. They use it as a weapon against conservatives. They use it as a weapon against the nations that won't go along with UN, NATO, American globalist plans. So now I present that to tell you this. With what's happening with Russia and China, and Russia has presently been making, going back to old friends that have been friends for centuries, like Turkey, and like Syria, like Iran, and now Russia is working with the Chinese, and they all work together against the globalist plans, American, European, globalist plans. And the globalists are very upset. They were able to take out the president, the sitting president of the United States. He's still president, and they know it, but we don't know it. And they have an imposter in the position of president. But now they have to move the globalists to take out Russia and China. But in the last year, Russia and China have removed their economies from the petrodollar. And because of that, the globalists are upset once again because it's interfering with their momentum. They do have momentum. So what they have been planning is, with the help of the EU, they are pushing and pressing Russia on the Eastern Front. They are wanting Russia to respond to the plans, military plans of America and NATO, the Ukraine, in Eastern Europe, or in Western Russia, or Eastern Europe. So, with this integration with China and Russia in their financial markets working together, this is something, while the left hand is busy doing one thing, the right hand is doing another thing, and we're all focused on the COVID and the vaccinations, and we should be, but we have to see the other facet of the globalist agenda. Wars. The war for Central Asia. the war that they're trying to force Russia into. Russia's not going to bite. So firstly, okay, they're working together financially. Now Russia and China, out of RT.com, this is on September the 4th, they're ditching the United States dollar in settlements in favor of national currencies. Now, Gazprom Neft is a corporation out of Russia that supplies aircraft fuel. Well, they've decided to switch from U.S. dollars to yuan and rubles to pay for refueling aircraft flying to or from China. The company CEO Alexander Derukov told reporters, "We are starting in September, and by the end of the year, we can transfer virtually all payments for aviation fuel in China to yuan." He added that the settlements for refueling Chinese airliners at Russian airports will be converted into rubles. The agreement has been reached between Gazprom Neft, which operates 34 airports in China, and China's national jet fuel operator, after a lengthy period of talks regarding a move away from making payments in United States dollars. This is big. This is a big thing. This is like drawing a line in the sand. They, China and Russia and others you're going to see, are going to now begin to move themselves out of the petrodollar control system that was put in place after World War II. So that continues to lead us to something more important. China, because of the United States' aggressive attitude toward China in Europe, out of ZeroHedge.com, the Chinese state media, Vows, which is a Global Times tabloid, that its military will show up at the U.S. doorstep, and China says, "We will win." China's military will soon confront U.S. in a hostile exchange. This is from American Military News. The United States will definitely see the PLA show up at its doorstep in the not-too-distant future, the op-ed said. The two sides, warships and aircraft on the seas, will carry out huge mutual strategic hostility, and the two countries will not yield to each other. That is absolutely true. China is not going to yield to the United States. The U.S. will not yield to Russia. To China. Once the situation gets out of control and triggers military clash between China and the United States, we must give full play to our home field advantage. China will definitely win once there is a war, the Global Times op-ed stated. China's recent abrupt change in protocol, according to which starting September 1st, all foreign vessels, and I talked about this last week, all foreign vessels, meaning United States warships and British and German and Indian and Russian, basically every nation, that must report their information when passing through what China views as its territorial waters, and which most of China's neighbors and the Western nations consider contested. So you will have like here with the going around Denver there in the toll road, you have to have a toll pass. Well, that's what's going to have to happen to all the ships traveling through the South China Sea. They have to have a naval pass. They have to report what is on board, what they're carrying, their total weight, where they're headed, when they're leaving the area. It's a shakedown. In response, the United States Navy 7th Fleet said the U.S. warships sailed in accordance with international law within 12 miles of Mischief Reef an area that China has heavily militarized and reportedly began flying military flights out of earlier this year. The land reclamation installations, and structures built on Mischief Reef do not change this characterization under international law. By engaging in normal operations within 12 nautical miles of Mischief Reef, the United States demonstrated that vessels may lawfully exercise high seas freedom in those areas. So, Russia and the United States are at war. We created China. We put Mao Zedong in the 30s and 40s in power. He did not come to power on his own. It was part of a military program, with England and the United States. We put him in power. There was an objective to basically begin to use the people of China as a industrial base. Well, then the plans were that China would eventually be the global leader of the nations, and the America would be stripped of her manufacturing ability, which did happen, and eventually America would be destroyed, and China would become the center of a global society, a global world. Well, in the Donald Trump administration, Donald Trump pretty much opened the eyes of the globalists. They realized that China had now become a T-Rex that could not be controlled and would not be controlled. And Donald Trump had the way to control China, called sanctions. Sanctions on imports, sanctions on, well, just like with Iran and other nations, financial sanctions. There were sanctions put on the Arab nations when President Trump went to Saudi Arabia to visit with the king. And he told the Muslim nations, you have an enemy. And these terrorists in your nations are going to destroy your people, going to destroy your nations, going to destroy you. And don't fund terrorism. This radical terrorism through the Muslim terrorists, don't fund it. And the Arab nations listened. Donald Trump also said there needs to be negotiations. I think it was called the Abrahamic Agreements with the nation of Israel so that you guys can work together. And many of the Arab nations did do that. And the terrorist groups in Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, the Gaza Strip, Egypt, they basically were still and somewhat quiet during President Trump's administration. There was a reduced amount of attacks in Israel on her territory, on her land, in her nation. Donald Trump's strategies worked. Well, behind the scene, the person that is giving direction to the Biden administration, the person behind the scene that was in power with Joe Biden when Joe Biden was vice president, never did go away. He held a power base during Donald Trump's administration through the senior executive services, through his men that were in the military, his officers, through the people that were part of his staff during the time that he was in power, Barry Satoro. And he was able to resist to a great degree the objectives of Donald Trump. It was a war, not just once an occasional war in the Trump administration. Donald Trump was at war every day by that power base. So, now we're getting to the coming war, so you better hang on here, because they're lining up now. Hang on. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, folks. JD the Colorado Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about EnviroShapes Concrete, a local veteran-owned company doing business along the Front Range for over 30 years. You can email them at enviroshapes@gmail.com or call or text them at 303-775-7926. That's 303-775-7926. EnviroShapes does every job like it's their own home.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the Town Group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the Town Group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the Town Group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The Town Group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
The Bible says, you shall not murder. And everyone knows abortion is murder, right? But the pro-life industry tells us it's not murder if the baby's heartbeat can't be heard. It's not murder if you wait 3 days, or if the abortionist has the proper paperwork on file with the state. But it is murder. Join Colorado Right to Life and act to stop abortion now and to end it for all time. Search Colorado Right to Life right now to find out how. That's Colorado Right to Life right now.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, you.
Yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Backstabbers, they smiling in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care.
It's what they do. They stab you in the back. They want to take over the world. They want to stab you in the back. And they want to kill you. And this cabal, this group, this deep state, the dark state, the shadow government, the global cabal with the plans for a global reset, secret societies, their enemy was Donald J. Trump, and they used all of their intelligence, all their military, they used all the different aspects of government to remove him from office. They're at war now with Russia and China, but the bigger war is with the people in this country that are conservative, that are patriots, that are Christians, that love freedom. That is the, you see, in communism, that love God. In communism, there is no room for God. And in this cabal in that rules this group that rules this country, there is no room for God. If the American people could see that the war is against God himself, firstly, against all the religions, the true Christian religions of the nation, secondly, against God-fearing people, good people that love their country, that love freedom, that are just good people, that obey the laws for the most part, except for a speeding ticket maybe occasionally. They're the enemy of these people. Those that won't bend the knee and bow the knee to the objectives of the administration, they're an enemy. Now, we're going to shift back to Russia. Joe Biden, when he got together with the Boris Johnson in the G7 meetings, they planned at that time to go forward with the plan to move military troops toward the Eastern Europe and to move all kinds of military hardware, vehicles, because they have an objective, they have a plan. And I had an article I was going to read from it, and I erased it off of my phone here. But it's okay, I'm going to have to go by memory. So that is pushing Russia. Well, just here in the last couple of days, Vladimir Putin went somewhere, and nobody knows where he went. He went to a secure location. Now, the elections are coming up in 6 days, 5 days, the Russian election. And Vladimir Putin, I think, is probably wary of being out in the public right at this time. It would not be impossible for someone to assassinate him. Vladimir Putin is not a globalist. He is doing everything possible for the Russian people to keep Russia out of the globalist network. This is why he's working with China. At the same time, the person that is running against Vladimir Putin in this election, this man, I can't remember his name, he is a globalist. He is a one-world globalist type. The globalists, want him to win this election. Should he win the election, then Russia is going to be brought into the globalist plans. Our country is being brought into the globalist plans also, but the UN and the globalist families, they think they'll bring America into their globalist plans. But actually, America will be the one who will direct the globalist plans internationally. So, Russia is now, has gone to Bashar Assad in Syria as of the last 48 hours. Now, Russia and the Greek Orthodox Church, or the Russian Orthodox Church, has been working, Syria and Bashar Assad has been working with Vladimir Putin and the Orthodox churches of Russia to, they're at war with the Islamic terrorists in Syria. Bashar Assad is trying to keep the Syrian people from becoming totally taken over by the terrorist groups. There are still groups within Syria that are terrorists, and it's evident because they do continually attack Israel, which reminds me, I need to interject this real quick. Presently, Israel and the terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, the other groups surrounding Israel in the Gaza Strip, in Syria, around Damascus, in Lebanon, in Jordan, they have been restocking their military supplies for the next attack on Israel. Israel, at the same time, is continuing to carry out some strategic programs against these operatives, interfering with their supply chains. Whenever they find Israel finds a supply dump or a place where munitions are being housed, Israel hits it. At the same time, Israel is making sure that if Iran goes forward with this nuclear program, Israel just stated again recently, within the last week, we will have to respond, and Israel will respond. Well, Putin now is taking the focus out of the Black Sea and down in Azerbaijan. That little nation is kind of upset because there's so much military, a Russian military in that nation. Russia is being forced to move south. This is in the Bible, and I'll talk a little bit about that in just a few minutes. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com, the podcast section for these programs.
Do you ever wake up and feel like there should be someone to run your errands? We want to get things done, but just don't have enough time. Many of us hire concierge services like dog walkers or food and grocery delivery. Why should your insurance needs be any different? At Badger Insurance Advisors, we act as your concierge for all things insurance, pairing quotes and prices and recommending the best insurance for your needs. Call or text us today at 303-359-1799 or check us out at badgerinsuranceadvisors.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Okay. Money. It's a gas.
Yes, it's all about money. That's what it's about. Grab that stash with both hands. Okay, so there is what is called Operation Atlantic Resolve. This is what is happening in Western Russia, or on the border. Russia, there are prophecies about America, about China, about the Queen Mother, England, the mother of the great horror the great harlot, the great prostitute, the United States of America. As you're starting to see America, her personality is beginning to change. And the Bible did say the personality of the people within the nation of America and the culture would begin to change in a bad direction. And we're watching it take place. Well, there are prophecies about Russia. America is not going to destroy Russia. China will not destroy Russia. Ezekiel in the Bible stated in two chapters, chapter 38 and 39. Those two chapters are Russia-specific chapters called Gog and Magog in the land of Magog. Gog in the land of Magog. This is Russia. And Russia, according, I'm going to abbreviate, will be destroyed as she invades and she comes in invasion with Iran, probably with Turkey, I believe Turkey, Russia, and it could be the Ukraine as they decide to come south and invade and take over and destroy and occupy Israel. And they'll be destroyed on the mountains of present-day Jordan. Well, all of a sudden, in the last month, Vladimir Putin has made amends with the president of Turkey. I like his name. I like the way it sounds. I can't remember his name. Has made amends with him. Has begun working once again and has always worked with Iran. If Russia or if Iran is threatened by Israel, Russia will respond. Russia, you see, the people of Iran are not Arab. They are actually of the German lineage. Some of them are blue-eyed, lighter-skinned. They are actually from an ancient, well, one of Noah's three sons, Japheth. This is the lineage of Japheth that moved north from the Ur of the Chaldees up north to Iran, into Russia, and eventually over into Western Europe, and eventually settled in the United States of America. Basically, the white-skinned race are from the tribe of Japheth, Noah's son. And what will happen is, and also, at the same time, now, Putin yesterday, I'll just read this, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, President Putin held a secret meeting in the Kremlin yesterday with Syrian President Bashar Assad. This was on the 13th of September, just yesterday. He stated in their conversation, Western armies' illegal presence in Syria undermines hope for the peace of the region. The main problem is that the foreign armed forces are present in certain areas of the country without any UN mandate, without your authorization, which clearly contradicts international law, prevents you from making a maximum effort to consolidate the country and move along the path of its restoration at the rate that would be possible if the entire territory was controlled by the legitimate government, which is a good point. Now, then, there is this Operation Atlantic Resolve. It's a war exercise on the borders of Russia, the Russian Federation. That has seen, and there is a military article in military news called the Operation Atlantic Resolve, which is an operation right this minute. We're just finishing the naval operations on 17 time zones internationally. We just finished those operations, and now we're in Operation Atlantic Resolve. Thousands of tracked and wheeled vehicles simultaneously in motion. Pardon me, on motion, on roads, railways, and at seaports in countries ranging from Greece to Lithuania. On the 5th of July, it saw more than 1,000 war equipment items belonging to the United States Army being unloaded at the port of Gdansk, Poland. Then saw it being reported to the United States air bases in America were flooding their combat planes into Europe. So this is an undeclared war by the United States of America and the NATO nations, the European Union, against Russia. This is a global exercise. They do not want Russia to interfere with the global objectives. They're too close to taking the world over. They can't allow Vladimir Putin to continue to resist the globalist objectives. And now with Russia, you know, Russia and China, they get along, but they keep an eye on each other. You know, at night when they're sleeping, there's one eye open. Well, you have to keep both eyes open with China, and Russia now knows that. And the other nations around China, they also are realizing, like Vietnam and Thailand and the areas there in the east, the sisters, China's sisters, they're all pretty wary of China because they know right now China's makeup psychologically is it's time to expand. And part of that expansion is to take over the properties, the countries of the Asian sisters. What the Asian sisters have in their hand belongs to China. That's China's thinking. That's what they do. That is communism. Communism is always expanding, never sleeping. So, air bases in America flooding their combat planes into Europe. The globalists are on the move. We'll be right back and we'll finish out the hour.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life,
well, we're going to finish out this program. The podcast for the Present Truth every week from Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. So these programs. The other programs throughout the day are on podcast. The hosts on the weekend are also on podcast. And the podcasts are on 1360 1360khnc.com. 1360khnc.com. You can get into the internet, go to the internet, find the podcasts, re-listen. They're archived there. So, and then also, if you can't listen, you know, during the hours that the hosts are on the air, you can go to the podcast and listen at your convenience. So, and join me on Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. It's a radio church. I do teach out of the Bible. And also give kind of an idea of where we are in time, just like today, with Vladimir Putin. He now has restored relationships with Turkey, restoring and has kept his relationships with Iran. He has now met face-to-face with Bashar Assad. And Russia also has stationed Russian troops on Syrian soil, and they have been protecting the Russian Orthodox churches and the people of Syria that are in Syria. Bashar Assad has, as a president, whether the U.S. likes him or not, this man has really tried to unify his country. He has tried to unify the different Arab and Muslim groups, the different religions that are still ancient religions, still in Muslim heartland. He has tried to and has allowed tried to protect the Orthodox Christians in Syria. This is unheard of in the Muslim world, but that's what he has tried to do. But he's had to do it with the help of Russian military that is there to protect the Orthodox Christians. So people can say what they want about Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad, eventually, the terrorist groups within Syria, they're very shortly still there. Right now they're restocking, they're resupplying. They used quite a bit of ammo and munitions in that last attack on Israel here about, 6 months ago. They depleted a lot of their resources. They are restocking. And a lot of this is coming in from China. China is working with Iran. And China, I believe, is supplying. I don't know how much Russia is supplying those troops. And the other thing, guess who is funding the Muslim groups in the Middle East? Joe Biden. The Palestinians are being funded by America, by American dollars. It's vital to understand that so you can see the big picture. But eventually, Russia, according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, God said that he's going to put hooks in Russia's jaw as a nation. And he's going to drag Russia down to Israel, to the east of Israel. And there, Israel, along with the armies of Iran and other armies, are going to be destroyed. So, that's it for today. Podcast 1360khnc.com for the present truth. Tomorrow, I'll be here 2 o'clock for the present truth to continue with the story. God bless his audience.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 1.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.
Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.